you're thinking. You've got to decide. Let us help you choose. Listen to Career Talk and get the ins and outs, ups and downs of professions and industries.
Smartphones, computers, and other electronic equipment used on a daily basis were all designed with input from an electrical engineer. We explore the field of electrical engineering on this week's Career Talk. Glad you could join us. I'm Andre Palmer.
So on a day-to-day basis, electrical engineer would design electrical circuits, assess electrical activities, I mean, in terms of plans and projects and so on. He may supervise or otherwise oversee electrical work being carried out, that sort of thing.
Manager of Generation and Asset Management at the Jamaica Public Service Company, Jervis Johnson. The path to becoming an electrical engineer starts at the CSEC level, with basic subjects you'll need to transition into a degree program. Mathematics, along with English, is a must.
Physics would help you greatly, as you need to have at least one science subject along with that. So your physics and your chemistry will also assist you. You need at least one of those science subjects, along with at least two more subjects. And that will be enough, along with your A-levels, to get you into a program.
Degree programs are expected to last about 4 years and cover a range of areas to expose you to the different fields of electrical engineering.
You get training on computer programming. You learn how to program microcontrollers. You learn how to design circuits for power distribution. You can specialize in areas of like electronics or electrical power. You can determine whether you want to go into robotics or you want to go into power distribution. Those are areas, new areas in electrical engineering. The program at UTEC is very practical. So you will be doing a lot more testing, a lot more lab work, some field work, job experience kind of work. You go out into the field and do some kind of on-the-job training as part of your course.
Mr. Johnson says transitioning from study to applying the knowledge on the job is easy due to the practical component of the course.
When you are trained at an institution like UTEC, the transition is very smooth because actually most of what you're getting is what is happening in the field. So it's not all theory. It's theory is where theory meets practical. Experience that you gather throughout the process enables you to immediately adjust the working environment. So it's not difficult at all. I can't speak for the other institutions. I know that they are also putting out well-trained personnel. Overall, Jamaica has been doing very well in terms of training electrical engineers.
All things considered, Mr. Johnson enjoys his job and is encouraging more young persons to consider electrical engineering as a viable career option.
If you notice, if you look around you, all of the electronics that you use, your phones, your laptops, your tablets, if you look at your motor vehicles, just look around you everywhere that you see current running through a piece of machinery or a piece of equipment. That's the work of an electrical engineer. And in a world where everything is becoming more mechanized, even our cars are becoming more electrical than mechanical, electrical engineering is a very exciting field for a young person to get involved in.
Manager of Generation and Asset Management, Jamaica Public Service Company, Jervis Johnson. The University of Technology and the University of the West Indies, Mona, both have programs in electrical engineering. For more information, call UTEC at 927-16808 or UWE at 977-1785. That's it for this week's Career Talk. On behalf of Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Andre Palmer.
Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app, available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app, and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.